This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
The next 10.
Oh my God. Tristan Casas, the gift that keeps on. He's like the jelly of the month club for Clark Griswold.
I mean, Andy, have you heard? And we've both done radio shows with people that are gifted at this and heard sound bites from people that just can't help but. But in your time, or at least in recent history, has anyone done a better job of getting out over their word skis more than Tristan Casas?
Yeah, he's unique. And I know it's to the point where a lot of people question, is he legit? Is he trolling? Does he do it intentionally? Is it a bit? Is he a character? And I don't know. I really don't know. But the two parts in there, and that was from a Nessun podcast with Tom Caron. The two parts in there that I truly enjoyed was, yeah, he's going to boot a routine ground ball every once in a while. Like, it just happens. And that's why he gets doxxed. Isn't that one of those, like, modern internet terms? People getting doxxed?
Well, when you get doxxed, basically, that means somebody reveals your personal information to the mass public or the internet.
Yeah. So was that the appropriate use of that?
I don't think so.
Doesn't appear to be.
Okay.
There's so not like no one was like, and by the way, That would be like, remember there was that girl that was friends with Dan Campbell's daughter, and after they lost to the 49ers, she basically doxxed the Campbell family.
Oh, okay. Like,
and she revealed where they lived, which sent Lions fans to his house. Then he had to sell his home and move to a gated community because his daughter's friend doxxed the Campbells.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't think that's right. I also enjoy, he's like, if his legs hold up, basically saying, he's not in the best of shape, and I don't know if we're going to get 10 years out of that body of you.
But I want him there the next 10 years.
Yeah, that was a lot, but Tristan, keep talking. I appreciate it. And we'll have Alex Cora's comments on Tristan Casas talking later in the show, which he makes an interesting comparison. Compares him to one of his former teammates that not sure is a positive for Tristan Casas.
That a lot of people want to have shut up all the time.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. But I promised it, we'll get to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Day two of Rafael Devers talk, Tristan Casas breakdown, and who the hell's going to play third base for the Red Sox. Let's kick things off on the phone lines today. We'll go to Lynn in New Hampshire. Hey, that was me.
Yes,
Lynn.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Yes, I was just saying, you know, the whole thing where they know Bregman's a third baseman and this has been going on. At one point, Cora was saying that they were going to talk to Rafi, like, because they weren't going to reveal anything. But it almost seems like something didn't happen. Like, they should have done some, you know, due diligence with him to prepare him, even though should they have to do that technically? Probably no. But, I mean, he was very protective of him at the time. And obviously this has been going on. It's not a brand new thing that we had to kind of come up with. Everyone knew that. So it kind of surprises me that, you know, someone on the Red Sox end isn't taking more responsibility for at least preparing him.
All right. Thanks for the call, Lynn. And that was something I brought up yesterday. And Ted Johnson said, basically, you'd be surprised what you think would happen and doesn't happen in professional sports, whether that's at the management level, whether it's at the executive level, whether it's at simply the media relations level to prepare him on how he's going to answer questions about this. I do think it's interesting. And there is a conspiracy theory out there that Rafi Devers was in camp. Rafi Devers left camp. Rafi Devers came back. That the leaving of camp could have coincided with the signing of Bregman and him being made known, hey, we're thinking of moving you to third base, and that maybe he went home and sulked about it for a little while. That's a rumor. That's a pure rumor, speculation, conspiracy theory, Fitzy. But, you know, sometimes with rumors and thoughts like that, there's a little truth in the background, and the timeline kind of plays out.
Yeah, is there no way that the Sox like could have avoided this, as in not like getting out ahead of the narrative months ago, but where else would the Red Sox have benefited from adding a good to very good right-handed bat? Because you got a Gold Glover and Abreu in the out. You have an outfield glut at this point. I know Yoshida plays left field oftentimes with a frying pan on stilts. Duran's a plus-level outfielder as well. The right side of the infield, you got 15 guys that want to be the second baseman. Casas plays good defense. Like, this is what they needed.
Whoa. I'm not sure Casas plays good defense. He plays probably average defense.
Good-ish?
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, I might give him
the ish
later.
Well, what does he do here then? I mean, it's supposedly
Misses most of the season while going barefoot with a green mask over his head in the outfield. It's kind of what he did last year. He didn't really. And that's where I think, you know, some of these comments are resonating with fans. It's like, wait a minute. Aren't you the guy that had what was going to be a short-term injury, then missed most of the year, weirdly, then even talked about being stabbed in the ribs, kind of threw the medical staff under the bus to the point where the manager felt the need to defend the medical staff and the way it was handled organizationally. And I think people, if Casas was coming off a, I don't know, let's say 30 home run season, I think his comments would be taken differently. It would be back to the world of, that's just Manny being Manny. That's just Casas being Casas. That's just what he does. But when you eliminate the production and miss most of the season, I think people look with a bit more skeptical eye. And then you combine that with the fact that some people are like, hey, can we trade this guy for Vlad? Vlad seems to want to be here, and Vlad never gets hurt, and Vlad's really good, and we'd like to have Vlad. We'd be glad about that. So
you ain't getting no Vlad straight up for no Casas, kid.
I don't know. If he's just going to leave, the Blue Jays look at a guy who last year at this time was a hot prospect, was a guy that people were projecting to put up big numbers, who's under organizational control for 5 years, I believe. If you can get that.
I think it's, 2029 that he's totally free agent.
Yeah,
eligible.
So if you can get 4 or 5 years of good Casas in exchange for Vlad, who might want out of town, had a self-imposed deadline, no longer negotiating, and there's been rumblings he wants to play for the Red Sox, reports he wants to play for the Red Sox.
Red Sox fans would love him to play for the Red Sox as well. Hey, I wonder who could tell us, like, do you think Rafi Devers has a better chance of improving his third base defense or learning first base and being better at that than third? Like, let's just say they were
the
like,
latter.
Okay, well,
the
you
latter.
Know, we got to go.
Absolutely
go.
The latter.
Yeah?
I think it's an easier position, not to be disrespectful to any position at the major league level. I couldn't do any of it. I'd be scared to death to be on either hot corner. But if you asked me, do I think Devers could probably become a competent first baseman if he wants to? Probably. It's also a position where you can get fatter and play longer. Just a reality, not a shot, Rafi. Yes, Dan Ball.
I wanted to push back on that a sec, because the thing that's kind of been his calling card is his arm versus his glove, and his focus also doesn't seem to be great either.
No,
so
not great.
I see why people want to move him over there, because that's exactly what the Blue Jays did with Vlad.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he profiles as a good first.
No, he profiles as a DH.
Exactly.
Very simple.
I'm in on that.
The only one who doesn't agree that he profiles as a DH is him. That's the problem in this whole crappy situation, which I wanted to bring up. I usually like to, in this segment every day, bring up my poll that I put forth every day
poll
on
question.
Twitter. Poll question, yes, on Twitter,
poll
at Jumbo
question.
Heart, if you're interested. Today's was simple. Is Rafael Devers' refusal to DH a big deal for the Red Sox? Simple yes or no question, Fitzy. Do you believe it's a big deal, yes or no, Fitzy?
Right now? No, not less than it was yesterday.
So you'd vote no?
I would vote no.
Okay. So you'd be in the minority because the majority has voted. 55% say yes, this is a big deal, with coming up on 400 votes over the last hour plus. No is 45%. So
that
I know.
That would pass through Congress like it would be certified.
Yeah.
It's obviously
55-45. That's a decent percentage. It's not a huge lead. But for all those of you that believe this is a media creation or we're overreacting, well, your brethren and sisterin on Twitter are voting that this is a big deal. This is absolutely a big deal. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's do this early in the show today because it's fun. Let's go to Steve in Fall River.
Fall River, baby.
Steve, what do you got today?
Andy, when a player has an out for 2 years in a row on a 3 year deal, he's effectively on a 1 year deal.
No, not effectively when it's a $40 million deal and it's highly unlikely that he's going to play well enough to opt out of that and get more money. So he's on a 3 year he's not. He's essentially on a 3 year deal making gross money. Thank you, Steve. Okay. Any other points you'd like to make today?
What is the infield going to be improved in 2025 if Bregman goes to second instead of the revolving door we had at second and the shortstop doesn't get hurt? Answer yes. There's no two ways around.
You don't get
that.
To tell me how I answer, even if I was inclined to say yes.
Okay. The other part is the other guy, Rafi's on a 9 year deal.
Yeah.
As much as you don't want to understand, that's a bad contract for the Red Sox because you know what? They can't get rid of this guy. I didn't want to sign him. I said at the end of last year when the season ended, if somebody's inclined to trade him. But the bottom line is he's here. What? You need to keep him engaged. He's not horrible at third base. He's not like that fat slob we had from San Francisco. He's not that bad.
All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. I'm going to hold Steve's own standards to him. Who's better at their job? Is Rafi Devers a better third baseman or Steve from Fall River a talk radio caller?
Oh,
who's
my
better?
God.
Let's poll the audience real quick. Stiz, who's better, Rafi or Steve?
Steve.
Really?
No, I'm joking. Of course.
Stanley, take a lap without a cigarette during the timeout.
You're a producer. You like content. You like a little pushing of the buttons, and Steve pushes buttons. He gets a reaction. Whether you love him or hate, well,
I didn't think you were allowed to call anyone a fat slob. This is not the 80s.
Well, I love how he cleaned himself up on Devers and then called Sandoval a fat slob. It was like, okay, why are we cleaning up one and not the other? But whatever. Thanks for the call, Steve. We can agree to disagree on most things. But what everybody right now online is agreeing on, not everybody, 55%, this is a big deal with Rafi Devers. The one thing Steve said, Fitzy, that I believe is true, and we can talk about this in the next segment, is you need to find a way to make it work. He is on the hook for the next 9 years at $30-plus million dollars a year. You can't just blow this up, right? You can't. There's no easy divorce. If you have a divorce, it is not going to end well for anybody involved. So you need to find a way to make it work with Rafi Devers, however
meet
that is.
In the middle, baby.
Somehow.
Life is best navigated in the gray. So get to it, Theo and Alex and Craig and everyone.
And sports psychologists and whoever else needs to get involved to make him happy when he DHs. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons will continue to take your phone calls, continue to talk about Rafi Devers, his situation, Bregman, all the rest of it. And we'll also touch on this McAvoy situation. Yeah, I'm using the situation word for him, too. Very interesting. Whatever happened with him medically at the Four Nations tournament in Montreal, back in Boston, injuries, surgeries, all kinds of things. We'll touch on that next here on WEEI Afternoons. Vlad seems to want to be here, and Vlad never gets hurt, and Vlad's really good, and we'd like to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Vlad.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was the call of the injury suffered by Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy in the Four Nations Classic that has now erupted into my word of the day. It's like Sesame Street. My word of the day is situation.
It's there's like Pee-wee's Playhouse. The word of the day is
jam. We'll stay away from Pee-wee's Playhouse. There's some other issues there that we'll just stick with Sesame Street.
Paul Rubens was a legend.
Yeah, don't you dare. I mean, there will be no Pee-wee Herman slander on this particular
program. It's not slander if it's the truth.
Okay, but he redeemed himself. Paul Rubens was in several fine feature films and television programs after he went to the movie. He enjoyed a particular film.
The man just loves the theater. I don't think you say that theater that way when it's involving what he was doing. Anyway, moving on. The situation with Charlie McAvoy. So he has that hit. He plays. He's got some sort of a shoulder injury. Okay, it's sports. You get hurt. You get banged up. You get an injury. Happens. Then he apparently, and Dan Ball, correct me, guide me as needed here, because I know you're the expert on this situation.
I also have ESPN up in front of me to read it so I can correct you.
That too.
That's right. It makes you an expert.
That's right.
The Minnesota Wild team doctor, who's also working with Team USA.
Yeah, that traitor.
In Montreal, did something to McAvoy. I don't know exactly, but a procedure, which was intended to fix this AC issue. Fitzy. AC mm-hmm. joint issues. We go back way, way back. You got freaking Jimmy Garoppolo. Remember the old AC uh-huh. joint that forced Jacoby Brissett into the game? Whatever.
Kiko Alonso, you son of a bitch.
So AC joint injuries are pretty commonplace. Ending up back in the hospital after they're dealt with, not commonplace. And that is what has happened with Charlie McAvoy. He is back in Boston. He had an infection in the injured shoulder. But also, what concerns me, infections happened to Tom Brady when he had his ACL surgery out in L.A. with Dr. Neil Atrache.
Neil Atrache. Yeah, but also, that's because Tom Brady tried too hard to get back that freaking season.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's true. I think it was more, sometimes you get bad juju in the operating room. Like, there's germs all over this world. Something sneaks in when you got the wound open, whatever. It happens. But okay, so he's being treated, IVs, he's still in the hospital, which isn't great. Obviously not great when you're still in the hospital and you're a professional athlete. But also, x-rays and MRIs revealed a significant injury. Like, they didn't know the first time when the guy from the Wild was doing his procedure that this was a significant injury. Now we have Charlie McAvoy, who is, correct me if I'm wrong, supposed to be the Bruins' best defenseman. There's a reason he's playing in the Four Nations. There's a reason he makes $7-plus million a year. Now he's in a hospital bed getting IVs to clear up an infection, but also has a significant shoulder injury. Dan Ball, did I mislead in anything I just said?
No, I think you nailed it. It seemed to be a minor procedure on what they thought was a minor injury at the time that led to an infection, which also then led to them discovering how much more significant the AC injury was. And if you saw the play, I mean, he got cracked.
Yes. Yeah,
on that post from Joel Armia.
Well, but that's because he ran Connor McDavid several times.
Well, we don't need all the details.
Well, I'll tell you what he didn't do is stop Connor McDavid on the first goal when he skated past him like he was standing still because he was kind of standing still.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. McAvoy's supposed to be good, too. I don't want to rip the man while he's in a hospital bed not too far from here, but the effort, energy, and attitude on that one play against Connor McDavid, take the body, take the puck, take something, do something. You're an all-star caliber $7 million defenseman that looked like you put Andy Hart out there with a milk crate and said, stop this guy. Anyway, let's move past that. Let's get to the injury part. Is this a concern, Fitzy, for the Boston Bruins? Like, I love when we judge these now. So is this a situation, a concern, a major issue, season changing? What do we got here? Because the trade deadline is coming. Like
this makes me think that Don Sweeney, you know, a couple weeks ago, I forget who it was he spoke with, but he said, you know, if things don't go our way and there are some injuries, then we may have to, I'm paraphrasing wildly, but, approach the deadline differently. This makes me think we're going to be approaching the deadline differently, unless they think the old hamper coming back, you know, once they finally get back to double Lindholm mode, if that's going to help hold the fort until which time Charlie McAvoy can return, if he's even able to return at maximum strength this season. I don't know. I think this is tough on so many levels, because now all of a sudden an injury of this significance may make guys that are playing in leagues hesitant to go represent their nation at an all-star game level in-season tournament. This may force the Bruins' hand in season. Like, this sucks on a number of levels.
It is certainly the downside, the dark downside to what we're calling for. We want more aggression, competitive nature in these all-star games, the NBA. Why don't you guys play some defense? Well, because I'm not blowing my ACL out trying to play defense in a freaking four-team all-star game tournament, right? And you're right, McAvoy, all these hockey guys were playing full balls-to-the-wall hockey, and now your Boston Bruins best defenseman is in a hospital bed with not only a significant injury, but an infection. And I agree with you, Fitzy. I think this alters your approach. I think you're a seller now. Like, your chances of competing are dwindling. They were dwindling before the McAvoy injury, right?
Remember when he was healthy and playing for them before the All-Star, before the Four Nations break? They weren't great. They were wildly, wildly inconsistent.
And apparently the Bruins addressed this earlier today, and it doesn't sound great.
I don't have a timetable for his return yet. Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't expect him. I wouldn't expect him in the short term.
I agree with you, Joe Sacco, because he's in the hospital in the short term getting IVs, and we got to fix the infection before we even can fix the injury.
So, right, and I wouldn't expect any sort of miraculous Tom Brady in bed with 103-degree fever or Paul Pierce coming in on the wheelchair type of moment for Charlie McAvoy. If anything, this may be the, this is probably kind of a lost season. We'll play it out, but we'll be sellers more than we'll be buyers. And I'm still just so bummed that he had such a great game on Saturday night, and now he doesn't even get a chance to finish things up and represent his nation in a game that Jack Eichel, a guy that has a Stanley Cup, has said is the biggest game of his life.
So that's another issue with the Bruins we'll be keeping an eye on as we approach the trade deadline, the second half of the season, the post Four Nations tournament schedule of the NHL. And it's not ideal. Charlie McAvoy is week to week, I guess, at best, in the hospital dealing with an infection and an injury. Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to turn the page a little bit. Ted Johnson in the house joining us as he does every day at 3 o'clock. And we haven't really had a chance to talk any NFL due to the Red Sox and Casas and Devers. We're going to talk about T. Higgins. We're going to talk about the salary cap. I bet you Ted Johnson goes, boy, I was born a little too early, because with a salary cap going up near $280 million, boy, do teams have some money to spend. We'll look into what the Patriots should do with all that money up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.